Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. U.S. soccer and the women's national team have reached a partial settlement over the team's gender discrimination lawsuit. The settlement reached yesterday allows the players to appeal their claim that the men's team is paid more, which a federal judge dismissed earlier this year. U.S. soccer has also agreed to equitable working conditions related to travel, accommodations, venues, and staffing. In NBA news, Celtics point guard Kemba Walker will be sidelined until at least the first week of January after receiving a stem cell injection in his left knee. In college basketball yesterday, Villanova drubbed Hartford 87-53. In college football, the ACC says number 2 Notre Dame will have a spot in its championship game by virtue of the league shuffling its schedule to create an open date for the Fighting Irish and number 4 Clemson before their likely rematch on December 19th. The ACC says Notre Dame's postponed game against Wake Forest, rescheduled for December 12th, will not be played. Clemson's postponed game at Florida State will also not be made up. In MLB news, the Mets have reached their first agreement with a free agent since Stephen Cohen bought the team, a deal with 31-year-old right-hander Trevor May. May had a 3.86 ERA and 24 relief appearances for the Twins last season. And with the future of the team unclear, Troy Mayor Patrick Madden is going to bat for the Tri-City Valley Cats. Madden wrote to Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred yesterday, urging continued big league affiliation for the Class A Astros farm team. The Valley Cats have been with the Astros since their 2002 debut, but their future at Joe Bruno Stadium is murky amid a nationwide restructuring of the minor league baseball landscape. I'm Jesse King.